Banks have been collapsing or disappearing into other banks at a rapid pace, and we now have a few enormous banks. Is that good or bad for consumers? Here to answer that question is Jean Ann Fox. She's Director of Financial Services at the Consumer Federation of America. And Ms. Fox, what does all this mean, this consolidation, for the average depositor?
Well, it means that the bank you've been used to doing business with may no longer exist, and competition for banking services may be reduced. The impact on a particular product or service depends on which banks have merged and what products the disappearing bank offered, but it is a good time for consumers to pay close attention to their bank accounts.
So what should they be looking for?
Well, first of all, they need to be sure they don't have more money in one particular bank than the FDIC insurance covers. You know, basically that's $100,000 in an individual account. But beyond that, we need to pay attention to changes that can take place in bank accounts as banks adjust to the market, because under the account agreements that we sign when we open our checking accounts, generally the banks reserve the right to make any change as long as they give you some form of notice about it. So we have to pay attention to the boring fine print that comes in the bank account statement or notices that are posted on our online bank accounts.
In general, looking at recent history, is it better or worse to be with a gigantic bank?
Generally, you get a better deal with smaller community banks or credit unions on fees. A few years ago, CFA did a report on the biggest banks' overdraft and bounce check fees, and in 2005, the largest 10 banks were charging a little over $30 each time they let a customer overdraw their bank account. That fee this year has gone up to an average of $34.65, so that's over a $4 jump in just 3 years in that one fee. Generally, the largest banks charge the highest fees.
What kind of fees are we seeing now besides the overdraft protection fees?
Well, banks also charge if they reject a transaction that overdraws your account. We call that a bounce check fee. They charge if you use an ATM when you're not one of their customers. They charge if you deposit something that turns out to bounce, getting an extra bank statement, all the other services that you might ask for. It's hard for consumers to get that information when they're out shopping for a bank account, although the Truth in Savings Act requires that banks make account information available to consumers. Studies by the Government Accountability Office and others have indicated that it's sometimes hard to get your hands on detailed information before you open a checking account.
With these fewer banks and bigger banks, does that mean less competition, and does less competition mean a worse deal for consumers?
Well, definitely there will be fewer of the very largest banks, but there's still thousands of community banks and credit unions around the country. Anytime there's a big change in the banking industry, it's a good time for consumers to go reshop the market and see if you can get a better deal at lower cost at a smaller bank. Just because we've got these great big banks with their huge ATM networks doesn't necessarily mean they're the best deal for everybody.
Jean Ann Fox is Director of Financial Services at the Consumer Federation of America. Thank you.
You're welcome.